Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for?
All right, folks, we are live.
The next stop is Vietnam.
Can you hear me? Oh, you guys got
and
me.
It's five, six,
anyway, we are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Second hour, we are going to have Adam Kokesh, Iraqi war veteran turned activist, and now really stepping up to the plate and running for Congress in New Mexico. We're going to be spending a full hour with him. We're going to be going over the caller from last night. Now, I figure, you know, we did cover this on InfoWars. There is a story, I think, on PrisonPlanet.com. It is kind of odd that this hexadecimal code does translate to "this is not simply entertainment." Who did this? I guess this is the one that's posted on Prison Planet right now. And I just want to go over this because I want to get it out of the way, because I think it's kind of, you know, the guy who made this knew there were some inside jokes. That's why he's showing you the Amaro. That's why it's revealed later in I think parts 4, 5, and 6 that it's in fact an inside job. It's just like Jericho. You know, you watch Jericho and at first they tell you the cover story. And what's the cover story? Well, the cover story is that people who hate America, white supremacists, Al-Qaeda, North Koreans, and Iranians set off this plot together to blow up the United States with all these nuclear bombs. Now, as the story progresses, you find out that actually this was an intelligence operation with drills running, and at the head of the entire thing, as far as it gets, because they cut it off after 2 seasons, they had to wrap it up rather quickly after there was civil war in some places, martial law, these little communities, again, pretty much Armageddon. And by the end of it, you learn, wait a minute, it wasn't all these groups. It was actually the head of the Department of Homeland Security working with other shadow government figures. And one of the guys who's in Jericho, he's a CIA operative. He was part of the plot. He realized it was all going bad, and he got his wife and daughter out of there. You know, it was actually pretty interesting. Jericho, you know, I don't know what side of the fence to be on. Is it a warning? Is it predictive programming? It could be both. How would we know? You know, unless I don't have a crystal ball, in other words. So the same thing goes for this. It puts some things out there that obviously we talk about, false flag terror, the national ID card. So I thought it was interesting, and you can go see Weird Hexadecimal Code and Possible Warning in Telegraph's Operation Blackjack Part 5. I was listening to Jason Burmes, the Info Warrior show tonight, and one of his callers had an interesting comment about a code in the controversial multi-part London Telegraph Operation Blackjack art series. It's like, it's the cross between a cartoon and a comic and a newsreel, and it's just spooky. It didn't make sense to have time in the Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in the UK. The Blackjack series is controversial because it has no real artistic merit except for perhaps being a blueprint for an introduction of global government. Jason's caller mentioned a weird hexadecimal code in part 5 of the series. The screen cap is below, and it shows you this weird code of numbers and letters. If you go to a string converter, there's all these converters all over the internet. Everything is at your fingertips right now, and that threatens the elite. They don't like that you can get any kind of knowledge whatsoever on the internet like that. It's a new era. You know, you want to look up a word, you can do it. You got a thesaurus right there. You want to look up, what the binary code of something is, you can do it. You want to learn HTML, you can do it. It's all about the will to go out and do something, and that scares them. So anyway, they did this, and on the ID card, it said, "This is not simply entertainment." Well, I can assure you that the ID card part about it is absolutely not just entertainment. We just played you on, was it yesterday's show, guys, that Western Hemisphere ID card? Did we play that yesterday, or was it on Monday? Do you remember that, though? Yeah, give me a little holler there. Yeah, of course. And what are they doing? They're singing, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies." They're on the thing. They're saying, "Due to new security codes, the greatest thing ever, you're going to have an identification card if you want to go to Canada." Folks, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Back after this.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government... Right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Prep for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Number 1-800-409-5633.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes too. Of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made can switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bomb. We march in unison. The soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set.
All right, folks, we are back. The rebel arms. The war with Jason Burmes. And I went home today to go let my dogs out like I do every afternoon, got to work, go out, and I'm watching the news, the national news. I believe it was ABC. And, you know, last night I reported that under this new plan, we are literally going to give more powers to the corrupt Federal Reserve. The reason that we're in this mess, well, the media just does not want to talk about H.R. 1207, the fact that it has enough sponsors for it going to go into the House and will be heard on the floor. Do you understand? And they're saying how great this thing is. They act like this is going to solve all the financial problems. Were you listening 5, 6, 7 years ago when we said they want to blow the economy out? They want to kill the dollar altogether. They want a North American Union. You would have to be blind and so willfully ignorant at this point not to realize their agenda. NPR is doing stories. Is that out there right now? I didn't grab it. Where they're now talking about geoengineering and climate change and blocking the sun's rays. But it doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. And why is that? Well, we allow the establishment, again, to treat us like we are mindless children. I don't even want to say mindless children because children have more sense and are less mindless than what we have become. It's right in our face. It's right in front of us, folks. And they want to bring us down to second world nation status as they do this, as the plans go through. Oh, Jason, you're an extremist. Well, that's what they want you to believe. That's what they're writing down in their documentation to try to demonize me and others with this message. U.S. Senate panel approves comprehensive energy bill. Now, what do you think this bill is going to be about? It's about putting the little man down further and taxing him even more. A U.S. Senate committee on Wednesday approved a comprehensive energy package that would require utilities to generate 15% of electricity from renewable resources such as solar and wind power by 2021. But again, they want to regulate it. They want to regulate it. In other words, they don't want the mom and pop out there with their own solar panels. They just don't want that. To them, that's not victory. That's a loss. That's detrimental. They don't want you actually off the system. They don't want you to be actually sustainable. They throw the word sustainable around. You know what sustainability actually means? It means you have to die or be my slave. I'm God. I'm the Lord. I make the decisions here in this new technopoly. And that's what it is. You know, we talked about some serious weaponry yesterday, and I want to get everybody's take on it. It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Hopefully we're going to get over some technical difficulties so we can take your calls about all these issues. But let's talk about this economy because it's out of control. They want us to have less power, to sacrifice more, to join youth corps, to have mandatory service for baby boomers, H.R. 1444, where they openly discuss how they're going to have a panel on how can we sway the American people into mandatory public service at all ages? And how are we going to sell this to the baby boomers? Don't believe me? Go read the legislation, H.R. 1444. There's a story archived over at theinfowarrior.com as we speak. And, you know, again, the Senate just approved this bill. This is about you living at a lower standard. This has nothing to do with trying to save the planet. I promise you. Now, as far as the economy goes, Eddie Bauer files bankruptcy. Just one bankruptcy after another. I got to tell you, I do take kind of a sick joy in Eddie Bauer, and let me tell you why. First of all, I don't care for their clothing. I don't care for their overpriced attitude, and I don't care for their elitism. I'm among, you know, just kids that aren't even elitist. They're little sons of yuppie punks, and they don't even realize it. And what I really didn't appreciate is when I went to college and somebody who had never worked a day in their life was driving around in a $45,000 Eddie Bauer mobile, you know, one of these sleek SUVs with all the fixins under this name. Anyway, Eddie Bauer files for bankruptcy, gets $202 million offer. That's pretty, you better take the money and run. Get out of the dollar. It's over. You know they're gutting the nation. Outdoor apparel retailer Eddie Bauer Holdings, Inc., filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years, numero dos, and said it would seek court approval to sell its assets to private equity firm CCMP Capital for $202 million. The company, which also sought relief under Canada's bankruptcy laws, filed for Chapter 11 protection in the U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware. Let's see. CCMP is the stalking horse bidder, which submits a starting bid to set the floor under other possible offers. Well, let's see if, you know, I don't think it's going to get much more. I mean, this economy, why do you want a crappy clothing line that's overrated? Oh, that's actually a really funny kind of blow to the yuppies. You know, it was kind of a symbolism of how they thought they were elitist. But you're not thinking that so much anymore, are you? Now that you're lining up for social services, it's a real beat deal. I know, it's not so cool when you can't pay your bills. It's not so cool when you can't take care of your family, when you can't laugh at the less fortunate, when you are the less fortunate all of a sudden, when you're asking for Medicaid. It's not so sunshines and happy times then, is it? And more people are just losing their jobs left and right. The war on the middle class is such a one-sided war. It's like a slaughter fest. They may have already gained victory at this point. I mean, again, they're praising the banks today on top of saying the Federal Reserve's going to save us. And they say, after all, it's time for a fixin'. The last time we did something like this was the Great Depression, where they set us up for a bigger fall. Again, watch America Freedom to Fascism. See why it's featured in the MIAC report. Don't just read about it. Just don't get turned on to the show. See the information in it. Understand the Federal Reserve criminal cartel and how it is run. And how the IRS is like their capo arm coming to get you. Big banks repay government bailout funds. It's laughable. 10 of the largest U.S. banks said on Wednesday they repaid more than $66 billion of taxpayer bailout funds as they race to extract themselves from government restrictions on pay for top executives. $66 billion. And then they lie again in here and they say out of the $700 billion TARP funds. No, they stole over $14 trillion, according to Bloomberg, Over 14 trillion, and they gave back 66 billion. Oh, I guess it was only around 13 and a half trill. Oh, wait, no. Actually, it would be even more than 13 and a half trill. It would be 13.9. Oh, just 13.9 trillion, just almost 14 trillion, not over it. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. They're saints. That's what they are. They're absolute saints. Let's see what they got to say about Chrysler. We paid the bailout, folks. We paid the bailout for these car companies, and look what we got. We got them shipped overseas and sold to China and South America, and a big ha-ha-ha-ha, let's just gut you for some more money. Meanwhile, all your benefits are gone, your pension funds are dead, and people are going to start hanging themselves, you know, come wintertime. Come Christmas, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be the leanest Christmas. Let me repeat that, the leanest Christmas that this country has seen in a very long time. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm going to say it is going to be a record amount of suicides in November and December. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but you watch what happens. Chrysler Group LLC said on Wednesday it will resume production of vehicles in 7 North American assembly plants by the end of the month. Wow. Seven. Yeah. It would be funny if it weren't true, if it weren't Reuters, if it weren't what they're telling you. Yeah, we got 7 plants left in the United States. Go Chrysler. Chrysler said 2 of the plants are in Michigan. I wonder how many they had compared to 2 20 years ago. I would say they would have had to have had at least 5. Let's see. 1 is in Ohio and 1 is in Missouri. 2 other plants are in Ontario, Canada, and 1 is in Mexico. So wait a minute. Wait. Oh, they're North. See, this is, they're not even American plants. Let's repeat that. This is a North American Union document without the headline. Let me repeat that. This is a North American Union document announcing it to you without the headline. Chrysler Group LLC said on Wednesday it will resume production of vehicles in 7 North American assembly plants by the end of the month. The first large-scale resumption of production since the Fiat SPA. And what they're going to be doing is, again, 2 in Michigan, 1 in Ohio, 1 in Missouri, 2 in Ontario, Canadian arm. See, Canada, for those that can't see a map, that's above us. That's above the United States. Canada, United States. Oh, and then we have a plant in Mexico. See, Mexico is under us. Okay, everybody who needs me to talk really slow and act like we're watching Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street again, that's the North American Union, kids. That's what Chrysler has turned into. A North American Union venture at your expense. You paid the bailout. You fell for it, suckers. No pensions, no benefits. They probably had to lay off. I would say they probably laid off, within the past 10 years, 80% of their staff. Maybe that's wrong. That's a blind guess. That could be a lot of Johnny nonsense out of Jason Burmess, but who knows? Maybe it could be worse than 80%. But now it's a North American Union business, at least of American workers. Lord knows they've hired overseas workers. And I wonder why. I wonder why. No, there's no New World Order, Jason. You know, Ahmadinejad just calls for it yesterday. Brazil called for it today. There's New World Order. What are you talking about? You know, how many hundreds of times must it be brought up in speeches, in think tank papers, in policy papers, before people actually realize that this is a global stage where they want to consolidate power into sub-regions in their, quote, new world order technopoly. And that's what it is. Because guess what? Guess what? You're not going to be a part of it unless you're on the slave end. You're not going to get the really cool stuff. I mean, they're talking about trying to reform limbs a la Star Wars style. You think that's going to happen for you, the average person? No, they want you to pay a tax. If you won't get their government health care, then it's more than likely going to kill you. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmess. Stay old shoes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com. Load it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one.
You have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs. That's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Put the squeeze on the American people, on the world populace, really. They're raising taxes. They right now in Pennsylvania, we had a couple callers from Pennsylvania. I'm sure they went and looked this up. I mean, this is mainstream news. They're proposing, Rendell is proposing a 16% tax increase in Pennsylvania. So as you earn less, they want to take more. I'm getting a weird echo, guys. Really distracting. Thank you. U.S. consumer prices confirm inflation in check. So again, your money is worth less. We've been telling you this. Again, when we have someone on about gold, we explain the gold really hasn't tripled in value in 6 years. It's actually the dollar that's fallen by 66% in the last 6 years. Do you understand? Like, it's only worth a third of what it used to be. That's what's really happened in real goods and services. It might not be as much because of the inflation, but they are confirming right here. U.S. consumer prices confirm inflation in check. U.S. consumer prices slightly rose in May, but over the past 12 months, prices registered the biggest drop in nearly 60 years. See, they always try and sell it to you like it's not a big deal. Oh, compared to the same period last year, it could be so much worse. Well, I'm telling you, people on the street realize how bad it is. They see their businesses going down. They see themselves not being able to pay rent. They see the headlines that the Obama administration is thinking about bulldozing large city quantities. That's right. Oh, places like Flint, Michigan that don't have any place for people to work anymore and the houses are largely abandoned, let's bulldoze it and give the land to the government. That sounds good. Yeah, let's give the government more because they're so loving and they're so good to us. In fact, I just want to give myself to the government right now. Use me any way you want me. Do me any way you can. I want to chip over here. I'm thinking to myself, why don't you paint me red, white, and blue or whatever symbolism you need to rally the troops around your next war of aggression for your New World Order? Who knows what your flag is going to be in the next 50 years? But they're kings at using symbolism to get people to go. I mean, again, red, white, and black. Red, white, and black city your uniforms. It's not even subtly Nazi. It's not even subtly Nazi. It's a youth corps in a red, white, and black jacket. I mean, compare the fashions of the day with what the Nazi youth were wearing compared to what a regular kid would be wearing, right? Think about it. Compare those two things to what somebody in like a sports jacket or on a team would be wearing today, a modern high school kid or junior high kid. Can you get the similarities? Now, they used a white guy to promote their agenda, a white racist, by the way, a white nut job, a megalomaniacal crazy person, Hitler, as their front man back in the 30s and 40s. That's who they used. And they rallied white kids to be the Stasi force. Now, what are they doing today in this country? Well, they're using Obama's African-American descent to promote children of minorities and color to join City Year through AmeriCorps so that they can be trained to be the next Stasi force. I mean, this is just incredible. It's unbelievable. And folks, it's right in front of your face. Will you focus in on it? Will you stand against it? Will you say no this September 11th when memorials pop all over the country for a national day of service? Will you step up and say mandatory service for baby boomers is unacceptable? Will you say, I want more for my children? I don't want less freedom. I want a free internet. I don't want the Cybersecurity Act. I don't want the Cyberbullying Act. I don't want government in my life any more than they already are. In fact, I want government to pull back 95% because they're tracing, and again, databasing everything you do on that little keyboard of yours. And you're about to hundreds of millions of people across the world, not just you Americans, hundreds of millions of people across the world are getting ready to put a Microsoft spying device in their home that has facial and voice recognition on it. Do you understand? We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Who'll teach them when the bishop tells the king?
All right, folks, we are back. Do I have myself? I think I do. Can you hear me in there? I'm sorry, we're having some technical issues. Can you hear me in there? You got it? All right. So it sounds like we are good to go. We're going to take some calls. It's 866-582-9933. We got Adam Kokesh running for Congress in New Mexico. Iraqi war veteran and anti-war activist. And, we had Cindy Sheehan on the program a couple weeks ago. What a great interview. So we're looking forward to that. John in Texas. John, you're on the line.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Hello? John. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Sorry, I didn't know if there was a delay. I was calling to talk about, the new finance reform thing that they pushed through today. And I didn't really get a chance to read about it yet because I didn't even see it on mainstream news. I was watching MSNBC, and they had Obama swat the fly during an interview, and that was like their big story.
Yeah, that's the new big thing.
I only found out about it because I was, watching my local news, and then I took my daughter out to dinner and came back home, and your show was on, so I figured I'd call and see if we could discuss that.
Absolutely.
Am I right in hearing that now the Federal Reserve has the power to take over banks that haven't even failed yet?
Yes. Yes, it's worse than that, sir. Yeah, and companies. Basically, any financial institution that threatens their power, it has now become the big daddy, the head cartel, no questions asked. They are laughing at this audit. Notice no one is still reporting on the fact that there are enough people who have backed the bill, over 222 sponsors, that this will now go to the House. Okay, that happened. 1207 happened.
Now,
what they did is they said, you know what? The SEC wasn't doing their job. This is the biggest financial collapse since the Great Depression. The last time we reformed the economy severely and brought in this Federal Reserve system was the Great Depression. Well, now we need an even bigger overhaul. And since they've done so good, these are the people, again, that caused the financial collapse. We're going to let them investigate themselves and then go after their competition at basically illegally. They will be able to stop other businesses that they just don't like. That is the new America. It's the new world.
You know, what's worse is that this is directly tied to fascism. I mean, you know, the Hitler regime did the same thing by limiting the power of the financial institutions and, you know, centralizing all the money.
Yeah.
And
well, this,
you know,
is
it. It's a very similar playbook, and it's kind of astounding that a lot of people can't, you know, see the parallels.
You know why
they
can't, though, sir? Because part of it is brought in by a guy like Bush, some of the real hardcore Nazi-esque stuff, in-your-face warlike stuff. And now some of the more subtler stuff is being brought in by Obama, somebody that the public, the dumbed-down, just willfully ignorant public, has been made to believe the opposite of Bush. This good guy, he's not a white guy, he's hip, he's willing to talk to people, he's well-spoken, he's for the people, Bush is against the people, he wants peace, Bush wants war. I mean, literally, people think that way because they just don't have a brain, and that way they bring in City Year and AmeriCorps mandatory service and Stasi forces and the ban of pocket knives and the Boy Scouts Explorer Club to go after Iraqi war veterans who don't agree with the war because they're going to be sniping people from a bell tower. I mean, that is the reality today. And then they further legitimize international institutions through fear, such as the World Health Organization and the UN, to further bring in global government. And on the scale of the North American Union, you know, what I reported on today already, Chrysler to have opened 7 plants, not in the United States, in North America, sir. 2 in Canada and 1 in Mexico. Yeah, it's a North American Union, and it's here.
Well, yeah, no doubt. And I mean, the least you can say is that at least it's a conflict of interest, because you have Geithner, who's in control of the Treasury, who used to head up the Federal Reserve in New York. And now he's overseeing the Federal Reserve taking over private institutions. I mean, you don't even have to politicize it. People can at least start to connect those dots and say, hey, isn't this a conflict of interest between our federal government and the private Federal Reserve? And people just don't seem to be, you know, matching it up.
Listen, sir, we have mainline articles out of the LA Times where they openly admit that politicians and serial killers share many of the same traits because they are psychopathic, sociopathic, will display a different demeanor in front of you, will lie right to your face. I mean, the public loves to be lied to. They love to be abused. And unfortunately, they're just too small-minded to get it. I hope they have an awakening. We really do need a revelation of the mind in order to overcome what's that? You got one more thing?
One last thing. I just wish that those disinfo agents were right and that Alex Jones was a Vatican Nazi, because he could totally be taking these people out right now.
A Vatican Nazi. Dude, how about a Vatican Nazi with horns and a tail? Let's just bring it even more. Okay, man. I appreciate the call, brother. Let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, I was just calling because this is, in a way, a little bit of good news. I just came back from a movie called Away We Go. It's Sam Mendes' new movie with Maya Rudolph.
Okay.
And I was watching it, and then in one of the scenes, they walk past a group of protesters in a college, and right there's a huge sign that said CIA trained Bin Laden.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, wow. And there's just like little things, just like pointing out like stupid, like yuppie beliefs, and just like all these stupid things. And I was like, this is a really good movie, and I was so surprised to see it in such a large Hollywood movie, just that blatantly.
Yeah, but it's
out
also
there.
IFC and has a limited release. You're probably in New York City, right?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, that's not going to be in the rest of New York, bro. No, because you know what? I saw a commercial for that when they were running Alex Jones's New World Order film, the New World Order film, which really features Alex, and they were running previews for the Maya Rudolph and it's the guy from The Office, right?
Yeah.
And they have a baby or something, and they're changing their life or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So that's very interesting. It's worth checking out. And, yeah, we have pierced mainstream culture all over the place. You know, I'm in contact with this guy from Hollywood. He wants to put a lot more Alex Jones material in these films. A lot of Hollywood people are aware of him, and they're just like, look, man, do you want to be an activist or do you want to be a filmmaker? And that's the attitude. People are really too scared to stand up. They're willing to go along, to get along. Thank you for the call, Matt. Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Well, it's very simple. I believe that the Barack Obama is like a Robert Mugabe, and when the mask comes off, he is going to allow an attack to come upon this country you look at the NORTHCOM website, and they have an exercise between the 18th to the 24th, the good thing to look at. And also, too, when the foreign troops come into this country, it's going to be hell on earth. You're going to have a complete meltdown of society.
Well, the foreign troops are coming for the NLE exercise 09, and that's this summer. That's the drill you should really be worried about. I mean, I'm glad everybody is bringing up this NORTHCOM drill. It does need to be looked at. I think it's being overhyped a little bit. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll be wrong. I pray to God I'm not wrong, and that tomorrow into the 22nd, into the 24th, some disastrous false flag attack doesn't happen. But again, this NORTHCOM drill, I don't see it as a huge exercise like NLE 09. They really want NLE 09. They get to practice quarantines. They get to practice warrantless wiretaps openly using local law enforcement. See, this is the infrastructure build. This is getting you acclimated into working with international forces, with the UK, with Australia, with Canada, with Mexico. Okay, this is tribal governments have to participate. So they're even getting the Indians on the action. Oh, can't say Indians. I meant Native Americans. Jason Furmis, bigot. You know, it'll be all over the internet. So, you know, I think that that's the real drill to look at. Yes, this blackjack revelation is interesting. We posted it over at Prison Planet. I do like to look at the esoteric and symbolism stuff. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of that is a distraction. And it's not an overt distraction. Sometimes it's a lot like gang logos, throwing it up to other people. Yeah, conditioning also. And, you know, kind of them bragging in a sense. But they really brag when they openly, you know, write these policy papers and these drills and say, yeah, FEMA exercise headed, first ever preventative terror drill. Terrorist attacks happen in other countries, and we're going to stop them here by spying on everybody with all these agencies, international law. That's scary to me. So,
you're right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? People, let's look at the NORTHCOM drill. I'm glad people are reporting on it, but I don't think we're a week away from some false flag attack. I don't feel it. However, I think that this NLE exercise, I don't think you're going to see a false flag attack. I think you'll see one later on. Remember, when they did 9/11, they had multiple drills, some of which are still classified. So they went public with some, but there were a lot public, okay? Before that, they were running Amalgam Virgo, where Bin Laden's on the cover, and they're hijacking a plane out of Alaska and ramming it into the Capitol building. And they have a red and a blue team. Yeah, watch Fabled Enemies. It'll explain that. It explains the international intelligence cartel that does these type of things and how it rolls, not, you know, just the controlled demolition, not just you know, Flight 93, not just Building 7. It really lays out the funding and the operatives. Thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to Don in New York. Don, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, this is Don in Buffalo. I'd like to touch base with you a little bit on sensitivity training.
Okay.
I don't know if you know anything about it. I'm sure you do. It originated in the 1940s and 50s in the Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with a Dr. Kurt Lewin, a German psychologist who migrated to the U.S.
Okay.
In 1933, where he became a professor of child psychology.
Oh, lovely. So this is where it leads into getting all the kids on drugs and really softening the nation as a whole? Making us more docile?
It was, he evolved the concept and named it T groups, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the psychological warfare department of the British government, I guess it's called Tavistock, Pioneer.
Oh, Tavistock. The Tavistock right. Institute, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're just talking about how this is really the precursor to a lot of the mind control and psyops programs that you saw not only in Europe but
actually,
the United States.
You know, it's like a they're training Americans. They're training.
Oh, we are massively conditioned, my friend,
all over the world.
Yeah,
and it was done through psychology. It was done through brainwashing. Actually, Dr. Kurt Lewin is the one that brainwashed Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a possibility. You know what I would suggest you check out? Edward Bernays' propaganda. It is just incredible. And you can actually watch Bernays in YouTube clips brag about how he was successfully able to just move the masses mentally. And go check it out. I thank you for the call. Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, you know, I was listening to Alex, his first hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you know, does he do that stuff off the top of his head or, you know, I mean, that's,
You know, I missed the first hour today. I got to tell you, I do this show, and I don't always get in here for the first hour. I don't have FM radio in my car, believe it or not. But he usually gets here anywhere between – he gets here no more than an hour before the show and sometimes literally 5 minutes before the show. And, I mean, he does have a stack of articles if he comes in 5 minutes later.
But he was doing a – he called it a rant. But I'll tell you, it got me choked up. I mean, this guy is good.
He's the man, dude. Listen, Alex Jones is 100% genuine, and Alex Jones is the same off the camera as he is on the camera.
But it was so beautiful. I mean, you got to listen to it.
He's a smart guy, and he's the reason why I'm here. You know, yeah, exactly. No kidding. I mean, who else do you know who's built an alternative media empire based on the truth out of a access television show and a cell phone website? Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody out there, there's a bunch of haters out there that want to knock him, that want to say there's some other kind of agenda behind it, that he has all this funding and backers. It's all just sick and disturbing lies to me. And, you know, Alex, yeah, it really is. And I mean, I'm in this office. I know what we do. I mean, you see the stacks of news around me. I mean, we're talking piles of documents we go through. In fact, the desk out there, you know, I'm going to have an extra for tomorrow. I'll throw it up on my website. But here's a pile right here. But the pile out there right now that they're using just for the Obama Deception 2 film is unbelievable. People don't understand the heart and soul this guy puts into it. And he really is a workaholic. And it's hard to get him. You know, he gets mad at me sometimes because I make him smile too much. You know, he's like, Vermis, you know,
terrible.
You can't be joking around like that. We got to stay focused.
That's what makes the purpose for fighting for this is the humor. And you got to keep that in there too. I think Alex is too focused, and you're the.
I don't think he can be too focused, man. I think that he's done some amazing things, and his personality fits him. I mean, he is a general in the info war, and God bless Alex Jones. Hey, thank you, Zach.
I agree.
All right, brother. Let's go to Chris in Ohio. Chris, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to the blackjack thing.
Sure.
The first code, you guys said you had one code. Well, there's actually another code in it. If you go to part four, frame 17, there's a big sequence of numbers and letters. Uh-huh. You go to the same thing as the string code.
Mm-hmm.
You put it all in there, and the code goes out like this. It says, "This is the final warning on this site. All further warnings will be given at jackblack12.info. Beware Ardent Century," which is the name of the drill that's coming up, right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
You're telling me, hold on. You're telling me that Ardent Century is the drill that's coming up tomorrow, starts
in New
tomorrow.
York. Yes. Ardent Century 09. Is that the drill starting tomorrow, or is that the drill starting in a month?
Hold on. No. The one that's starting...
is NLE 09.
Is National Level Exercise 09. Guys, will you Google that? Well, or I'll do it in there. Type in Ardent Century and see what kind of government drills we've got for that. I don't know if that's the name of that NORTHCOM drill. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No. Go to Google. Put in Ardent Century 09, and that's the drill they're running. And then it says, "Be alert for semis bearing the sun icon. Not all federal authorities are involved." Now, they're up on YouTube. Both of those codes are up on YouTube. But the Ardent Century really stuck out with me because
this is the way it goes through the hexadecimal code, and it definitely says Ardent Century. There's nothing. I'm listening, man.
God,
I understand. You're kind
of. I swear to God, I put it on my mom. I put it on everything. There's a long. It's a long sequence of numbers. It says your travel. You have to have a travel passport or something, and then it has a bunch of long sequence of numbers, and it's just two numbers, and then it's dot dot, and then two numbers, and it comes up to that. The same thing. The same string. Text to string or whatever, that string functions website.
So wait a minute. Here it is, Ardent Century. See, what I'm seeing is NLE 09. I'm seeing Ardent Century right here. Hold on. Let me see. because I'm at FAS.org right now. 09 Northcom. Oh, wait a minute. There it is right there. Oh, wow. 06. So hold on, Chris. I mean, I know we're going to break in about 30 seconds, but I'm probably going to hold you over if that is the case. Are you the one that sent me the same thing yesterday?
No. I heard the caller yesterday, and then I went to see if the ID, if the numbers were, if it was real. And then I went through Blackjack again, and I saw the real. I saw a huge string of numbers, and I went and did those, and that's what it came out to.
All right, we're gonna have you back on in just a moment. We're gonna print this up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I may have you call back in the third hour after we have Adam Kokesh on. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, showerhead filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Somebody also wrote this up. So what I need somebody to do is write this up again, send it to my Facebook and MySpace. I'm not sure if Kurt Nemo or the Watson boys are up. I know that Aaron Dykes is out of the office right now, but I'll get it up on InfoWars as quickly as possible. What I also want to do is I want to make sure that this is legitimate, that this isn't some kind of hoax where somebody put up one quote-unquote hexadental site. I want to be able to find a separate site that can independently verify that this is, in fact, hexadental code and that this is not just something set up by somebody who's having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I swear to God, I didn't go to YouTube to look up Blackjack. I go to the Blackjack Telegraph that they put on. I don't go to YouTube.
Is there any other hexadental string code converters out there other than the one that the guy who called in yesterday suggested?
I don't know if I'm using the one he suggested. All I know is I'm using the string converter. I don't know what the website is. I could go on my computer and see, but.
Listen, man, why don't you go check it out? Listeners out there, somebody sent it to me over the break. Like I said, I got Adam Kokish coming up. Yes, sir.
Okay, no, but the thing is, it says, for all other info, go to jackblack12.info. Now, if you go to this website, it's a timer, and it's set up weird. Like, it almost looks like it's set up, like it says 1 month, 4 days, or 1 year, 4 days. It's a really weird timer.
Jackblack12.info, guys. All right, Chris, you're dropping, so I gotta let you go. We're gonna go to somebody else in a moment. Guys, bring that up, jackblack12.info, and I'd like to take a look at that. All right, let's jump to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I was actually perusing the MySpace the other day, because somebody sent me an app, and I had no idea what it was. So just out of random curiosity, basically, I went and I checked out what the application was about. And it's kind of like the survey thing where they ask you questions, but every question is either some question where it either kind of makes you out to, you know, feel like insecure or kind of like a douche, or else it's some kind of odd, almost profiling type question. Check some of these out. Does so-and-so act retarded when drunk? Does so-and-so wear too much perfume or aftershave? This is where it gets kind of weird. Would so-and-so make a good undercover secret spy? Do you think this person is poor? Do you think this person has a crush on Pamela Anderson? Do you think, this person likes men? Do you think
it's obviously a massive intelligence recruitment tool. It's a more track trace and database.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Been arrested.
Who are the bad boys? Who doesn't have money? Who sells somebody out in a heartbeat? What kind of girls do they like? What are they into sexually? Yeah.
Yep. It's just basically a profiling quiz, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what it is. Your friends are narking you out and you don't even know it. All you people out there that aren't in the public eye, that don't understand what it's all about, you ain't going to have to be, because Big Brother is here, baby. And they've got the tools to track, trace, and database more than you could fathom, more than you can imagine. And now they're just building the infrastructure of people to get human eyes on it. But soon enough, I mean, they're going to have the systems where they only really do need a few human eyes on it and a few human enforcers, because they got their technopoly here, baby. They got the new robo warriors. They got the ferrets, they got the fish, they got the penguins, they got the ripsaw, they got the big dogs. They got bullets with microchips in them that go through walls and explode within 3 meters. I mean, this is the new world order, and I'm not a big fan of it. I want to turn it around. I want to bring it back to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back. Our next guest is Adam Kokish. He was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps Reserve and is a veteran of the Iraq War. He came back from service, became an activist, and now is doing, in my opinion, the most honorable thing and trying to run for office and change things from within, really taking the power into his own hands, trying to have a government for and by the people again. How are you tonight, Adam?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Why don't you give people a little bit of your background, when you found out that you were actually going to be going overseas, what your experience was there, and so forth.
Well, I actually volunteered, so I kind of found out on my own that way. But I was 17 years old when I was going to the Native American prep school in San Ysidro, New Mexico, just north of where I live now in Santa Fe. And one of my mentors there was a former Marine captain who served as a Motor T company commander in the first Gulf War, and he inspired me to enlist at 17 in the delayed entry program, which is, you know, what I did, and I signed up, and it really meant something for me at the time to have my life on the line for something I believed in. So it was really cool to be able to join the Marines, first to fight and all that, hoorah, and have a combat MOS. I started out in the artillery, and then, I joined the reserve, so I was going to college. And I wanted to, I really wanted to be a part of the national defense for whatever small part of it I was, for whatever short amount of time. Like, it really was very meaningful to me to be a part of that. And I just wanted to have my life on the line for something I believed in. And so after training, I deferred college for a year to go to boot camp and then Marine combat training at Camp Pendleton and then field artillery school at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I went to college. And 9/11 happened. Didn't really affect me too much personally. I didn't have anybody who was, you know, any family on the East Coast or that was directly affected. And the biggest thing for me was having the next day off of school. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the war in Afghanistan, you know, my unit wasn't in any consideration for getting called up, so I wasn't really paying too much attention. But when there was the lead up to the war in Iraq, I was against the war against the invasion, because intellectually I was a non-interventionist, and I really understood and believed the advice of our founders, at least theoretically, and I thought I did. But what I was lacking at the time was a good enough appreciation for the great American tradition of being lied to by our government. And so I believed the story. I thought that what we were doing was cleaning up our mess and responsible foreign policy and somehow genuinely trying to do good by the Iraqi people. So that was something I enthusiastically decided to risk my life for and volunteer for. And I dropped out of school in December of 2003. I was majoring in psychology at Claremont McKenna College in Southern California, and ended up serving as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team in the Fallujah area from February to September of 2004. Some of us found out the hard way that the greatest enemies of the Constitution that we all swore an oath to support and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, are not to be found in the sands of some far-off land, but rather right here at home, occupying the seats of power in Washington, D.C. And the rhetoric that is being used to justify these occupations, the shifting justification, is nowhere near matching up to the reality. And some of us had to find that out the hard way.
Well, you know, I want to take you back on the other side of this break to right before you get into Fallujah, you know, what your expectations were, and then just take us through, you know, your first experiences overseas. Like you said, some people had to see it the hard way. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check out the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and my little blog, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Adam Kokesh, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, he's going to be running for Congress in New Mexico. And again, I think that's excellent, and I really wish him the best. I hope he can get a lot of people behind that. KokeshForCongress.com is the website. Now, you go over to Iraq. You're against the invasion of Iraq on moral grounds just by what's, you know, going on around you and in the mainstream media, really, at this point. Tell me what it's like.
You know? Important point in terms of the transformation that I went through. It wasn't a moral objection, really. It was more of an intellectual objection. And I just, you know, believing the intelligence, you know, believing all the crap and propaganda that we were fed, I still just, it didn't add up. It wasn't, the bottom line didn't make sense. It wasn't going to be worth it for our country. But this goes to the transformation that I experienced, which is really one I can only say is going from being you know, intellectually engaged in politics, from being, you know, interested and fascinated and engaged to being spiritually involved is really the only way I can describe it, where having gone through what I went through and having the visceral realization that the issues that we debate about, that we call politics, aren't academic. They really are a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. And not just in the obvious ways, but in so many subtle ways that we've been propagandized into believing don't really affect people or are, you know, acceptable consequences or collateral damage. But that really, when we're talking about government and what is government and use of force in society, we're talking about life and death.
Yeah, we're talking about reality, real issues that matter. And, you know, not just something you see on a movie screen or see on the television. I mean, again, these are people's lives. So you go over there. And, you know, what are some of the first experiences that you have over in Iraq?
Well, I was on a civil affairs team. And the first thing, you know, we didn't even have a real role. They didn't know what to do with us. And this was really the pivotal thing for me in my experience in understanding that they were making a big deal out of civil affairs, right? Because at the time, the justification of the month for the war in Iraq, or rather the ongoing occupation, was we got to rebuild. You know, we broke it, we bought it, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we were told we were going to be doing in civil affairs. So we thought we were going to have the resources and the support, and we were going to be the tip of the spear, leading the charge to rebuild Iraq and all that happy horse crap. And we were six-man teams attached to regiments or battalions. And you couldn't go anywhere in the Fallujah area at that time without a minimum convoy size of six Humvees with machine guns. That was just the basic security protocol. And we had to beg these infantry commanders to get out on their mission or take along on their convoys to get out and do our mission. And so it was really frustrating. But we came up with a slogan to justify our existence to them. And it was, we care so that you don't have to. And to the macabre Marine Corps sense of humor, that was hilarious at the time. But if you stop and think about it for a second, it's really screwed up. Mm-hmm. Because that we care so that you don't have to was not just about our relationship to the Marine Corps infantry. That we care so that you don't have to went all the way up the chain, up to L. Paul Bremer, to the Joint Chief, to Vice President Cheney, to, you know, if he ever pretended to care, to Bush, so that he could push on and on about how much good we were doing the Iraqi people while perpetuating a policy that was destroying their country, but really all the way back down to the American people, so you could go back to sleep and they could go be back in their bubbles and not paying attention to the crimes that are being committed in all of our names with all of our complicit support. And so that's a huge thing for me coming out and being able to wake people up and tell the stories of veterans, and through my work as an anti-war activist, helping veterans tell their stories and, you know, dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, reconciling their experiences and turning them into something positive to help fight the power and make the world a better place. And, you know, for me, I was attached to, my team was attached to Golf Company, 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines during the siege of Fallujah. We were actually first out at Rock Ammo Supply Point, and that was a little weapons store of Saddam's that was between the city of Fallujah and Camp Dakotam, a big logistics base a little bit to the southwest of there. And they told us one day, back for 3 days, we're going on a mission, but we can't tell you where. This was, of course, right after the incident with the Blackwater security agents, and I use the term security agents very loosely in a sense, when they drove across the southern bridge over the Euphrates into Fallujah and were ambushed, killed, and had their bodies strung up and burned on the northern bridge there, which precipitated the siege of Fallujah. Of course, if we had known that what we were doing was putting a city of approximately 500,000 people under siege, we would have packed for more than 3 days. Mm-hmm. But we changed rules of engagement more often than we changed our underwear during the siege of Fallujah. And it was the absurdity of it all was just, we had these cards that they gave us, the rules of engagement cards. They still issue these to the troops today. And it basically is supposed to be the gold standard of conduct, you know, founded in morality based on what you would think is, you know, our moral principles of aggressive use of force. You know, you cannot
You know, you have to escalate through what was it? You know, you might have heard this, you know, shout, show, shove, shoot, right? Mm-hmm. There's an escalation there. You don't go straight to deadly force if you don't have to. And you have to have positive identification of any targets before firing. Of course, then it turned into, well, any suspicious observer. So we could shoot anybody, or rather we were supposed to shoot anybody, you know, who was on top of a building with a cell phone or binoculars, and they became fair game. And then we imposed a curfew on the city, and it was anybody out after dark you could shoot. So, I mean, there was a total divorce from morality there that was very disturbing. I was fortunate enough that, you know, I never had to pull the trigger, as I was always, you know, behind somebody or driving when we were getting shot at, and I never had positive identification. But for the guys in the vehicle I was driving on, machine guns or, you know, and other vehicles in the convoy, you know, you're getting fire from a building, then you know that if you violate your rules of engagement and you engage in that general direction where you saw that muzzle flash, you're more likely to come home alive. And the Marines in your convoy are more likely to come home alive. They're pitting your survival instincts against your morals and putting you in an impossible situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, human nature is such that in the heat of battle, survival instincts usually win out. And so to think that the people that are engineering these occupations don't know that civilians are going to die inevitably in the situations they're creating is absurd. So that was very, very formative for me to be exposed to all that. But I came home and I was dealing with a post-traumatic stress disorder, and it wasn't until a couple years later that I was able to get the emotional perspective on my experience to realize how criminal the enterprise that I was a part of was.
Well, how long did you actually spend in Iraq?
7 months. Typical tour for Marines now. It was enough. February, September of 2004 in the Fallujah area.
And then you said, you know, you came back. It took you a couple of years to really deal with this emotionally. When do you start getting involved in activism, telling your story to others? Because I always tell people, you know, if they really don't know what's going on in Iraq, go check out the movie Iraq for Sale. It gives a pretty good representation of what's really going down there. And, you know, this for-profit war. I've actually seen some of the people that have been featured in that live and, you know, taped their interviews and whatnot. So, I mean, it was a very eye-opening film for me. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's excellent.
Yeah, I have some friends, actually, veterans who are in that movie who are members of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Mm-hmm. But it largely focuses, as the title implies, on the kind of economic corruption. I mean,
yes.
All corruption is inherently economic. But the direct criminality with the way the money is flowing in Iraq.
Sure.
As opposed to the way the bullets are flowing in Iraq, which is a whole other level of criminality. And if you want to find out more about that, you know, we do have a documentary coming out called Winter Soldier that's in production right now for Iraq Veterans Against the War. But if you want to hear some of the real stories, we have a whole collection of testimony at IVAW.org on our website. But let me say, just in the abstract and stepping back, it's one thing for me as a veteran to come home and tell my story and say, you know what, this war is screwed up. This war is not what they tell you it is. Here's the real dope. You know, this is what we saw. This is what's going on. And this is why we need to come together and stop it. But, and you can unite a lot of people around that. And as we've seen, we've really got most of the country on our side that, you know, we need to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan one way or another, despite the national dialogue and all of the propaganda around it. But that doesn't get to the broader problem of statism and the fact that, you know, we still want to turn to government to solve problems in society that we should be able to solve for ourselves without the aggressive use of force that really everything government does is contingent upon. Mm-hmm. And it, like I said, as obvious as it is, you know, like for me to say, well, I went to Iraq, people are telling, you know, distortions and lies about what's going on in Iraq, and I got to set the record straight. You know what? There's a lot more stories that need to be told about people suffering at the hands of statism. I want people to be able to come out and tell the story that, hey, I just got a $200 parking ticket, and that's two loads of groceries that my family's not going to get this month. Mm-hmm. You know, all of those stupid, embarrassing, painful stories. You know, people that suffer because of the IRS, for those stories to be told, the ones that are really every day that can get people thinking about the true nature of statism. So I hope that, you know, what I've done as a veteran coming home and telling my story and helping other veterans tell their stories doesn't just inspire more veterans, but everybody to talk and tell those stories that they might not otherwise.
Yeah, on the other side, I want to get your take on these DHS and MIAC reports that are really demonizing Iraqi war veterans who are coming home. The fact that they're now training the Boy Scouts and the Explorers program to go after extremists and terrorists, and the example is a disgruntled Iraq war veteran. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Info Warrior. Our guest this evening is Adam Kokesh. He's running for Congress in New Mexico. The website is kokeshforcongress.com. That's K-O-K-E-S-H for Congress.com. Now,
well, before just in case the FEC is listening in, I got to be really clear that we're technically in the exploratory phase right now. We haven't filed,
okay.
So we're not running yet. But what we're doing really is just putting all the pieces together. And if the support keeps coming in as it has thus far, you know, we got a great letter of support from Ron Paul. We've gotten tons of great letters of support coming in. I'm in D.C. right now. We've gotten a lot of help from people on various actors who shall remain nameless on Capitol Hill that are excited about this. But just in case the FBI agents who are listening to your show are talking to the people at the FEC, we got to make that clear.
All right, I got you, man. Hey, of course, but I am encouraging you to run. I'm looking at the website right now. It really looks like you are ready to run, and I think that's great news. So in this short segment, I want to get your take on this MIAC report, which demonizes just about anyone they want in the United States, you know, from people in the alternative media such as myself, people who are anti-illegal immigration, people who are anti-abortion, quote-unquote lone wolf extremists, Iraq war veterans, veterans of other wars, people who like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, consider themselves members of the quote-unquote patriot movement, have Ron Paul bumper stickers. I mean, I could probably go on for the whole segment with everything they put in there. I mean, if you watch Zeitgeist or you have America to Freedom to Fascism in your car, it's just unbelievable to me that they put this on paper and people were not only not outraged enough. I mean, it made the mainstream media, but after we have some nut shoot somebody in a Holocaust museum last week, and it's not like that's the first time that's happened. We've had nuts shoot people throughout history, and especially in this country. All of a sudden, they're saying that these reports were justified.
Well, they call us domestic terrorists, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're domestic, but a lot of us are armed as we assert our rights under the Second Amendment, the basic human right to self-defense. And you know what? I want them to be scared. They better be scared. And if a terrorist is someone who uses fear to affect the policies of government, yeah, I'm a mother friggin' domestic terrorist. You better believe it.
Well, those are some pretty strong words, but I think it's just unfair the way that they've treated, us like children, putting it on paper that basically everybody is an extremist, everybody is a terrorist, and now they want to bring in Sonia Sotomayor as the next Supreme Court justice. She's written a book called America's Deadly Obsession, where she clearly states that the Second Amendment to the Constitution actually says that, no, we don't have a right to keep and bear arms, that's for the military. I mean, this is a gun grabber on another level.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to tell me about Sotomayor, but the only kind of serious, quote-unquote serious candidates we'd have for the Supreme Court would be product of our completely corrupt judicial system. But I always like to take it back to the real root of the problem, and it's not the judicial system. It's the fact that we as Americans have lost sight of the one thing that is sacred about this country, and it's not our judicial system. It's not our borders. It's not our economy. It's not our military. It's not even our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration, documents written by mortals. No, the only thing sacred about America is the fact that at our founding, some brave men and women pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors to the principles of liberty.
Well, I think it's also the fact that they also said that, you know, we have inherent individual freedoms. It wasn't about the collective or the group or the greater good. It was really about us all being a free humanity, all of us having that pursuit to life, liberty, and happiness outside of the government. They could never come and take that away. On the other side of this, I want to go over the Obama administration and really just the lies there. Oh, we're going to be out in 18 months. I have a plan. Well, the open plan now is we're going to have troops there until 2011, that's in Iraq, and even in 2011, December, we'll have 50,000. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
This shining political star who comes out of nowhere to rise to the top of the Democratic Party. Let's remember he was a state senator up until 2004. As a state senator, he was allowed to give the congressional keynote speech at the Democratic Party in 2004. Then all of a sudden, when he gets an actual Senate seat, he gets this actual Senate seat. He serves half a term, declares his run for the presidency, becomes the president. Now, all these people on the left were saying, oh, Obama voted against the war. He's going to get us out of the war. He promised he has a plan. And at first he said, yes, 18 months, we're going to withdraw. And now the current plan again is they have redistributed forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. They plan on having at least 50,000 troops there at the end of December 2011. And we'll see where it goes from there. What are your feelings on that?
I don't know if about 18 months. It was originally we're going to end the war. When he was running the primary, he needed to co-opt the anti-war movement. Then it was 12 months. Then it was 16 months. Then it was 16 months with a residual force of 50,000 troops on 14 permanent bases with an increased reliance on private contractor mercenary. Then it was, of course, after he took office and met with the generals who we know through the military-industrial complex revolving door actually run our foreign policy. After meeting with them, he changed it again to 19 months, and he made that announcement in the beginning of March, which is exactly 19 months from his first midterm election. Not a coincidence. But that's the only change we've seen out of the Obama administration, of course, in terms of our foreign policy. Wait. That's not true. We've got a more aggressive foreign policy now in the AFPAC region. That conflict having grown magically into another country, a surge of 30,000 troops there, and it all adds up to a foreign policy that is really more aggressive than Bush's in the final equation. And by September of this year, Obama will have deployed more troops to combat than Bush did. That's just mind-blowingly nuts. But your listeners are better educated than most. We guys don't need to hear about what Obama's really about, because y'all know that we didn't have a revolution, you know, in this country in 2008. We have a growing movement towards revolution, but we didn't finish it in 2008, and we did not fundamentally change anything that you need to do to get elected president in this country. And the reason Barack Obama is president today, I think the main reason, is because he outbid everyone else on Wall Street. He was the Wall Street candidate. He matched everybody's bids everywhere else. Maybe he outdid them a little bit, but where he really shone was on Wall Street. That's where he really outbid everybody, and that's where all the Federal Reserve notes are going now.
Well, I also think that he also fits the mold that they were really looking for. They were able to put this guy on the cover of Spider-Man, on Rolling Stone, with him looking like Jesus Christ himself, literally in the clouds with lightning coming off his body. They were able, as soon as he was president, to sell commemorative plates, to sell coins with him on with JFK. Right now they're running City Year commercials where his slogan "I am change" is running up with Gandhi, Mother Teresa, JFK, RFK, all these, you know, truly great leaders for peace. And they're able to package that in a way where it's going to be cool to be part of a militaristic youth Stasi force wearing a red, white, and black jacket. I mean, to me, that is just pure insanity beyond that of Hitler, because we're supposed to know better. You know, back in the day, they used Hitler and, you know, white racism to bring this up and that, but now they're trying to, you know, play on to minorities and people. I mean, you watch the commercials and, you know, the kid literally says, you know, as a person of color, City Year has really helped me. And he's having people like Kevin Johnson, who's the mayor in Sacramento. He had one of these hood corps. Now AmeriCorps has given them even more money. He's one of the select mayors that's getting behind this program nationally. It's already all over the place from the Give Act. And you're just going to see more and more of it. And if they can't get you into City Year, they're going to sure try by training you to be an explorer in the Boy Scout program. I mean, how do you feel that 14 to 17-year-olds are now going to be trained to take on domestic terrorism, including, you know, Iraqi war veterans like yourself?
The one thing we learn from history is that we never friggin' learn from history. They've always foisted these things on us by either scaring us into believing that you need to turn to a strong man, or by making it cool. I mean, you're right, and it's incredible how gun shy people are from making the Hitler comparison, because our dialogue has been so stifled by political correctness. Mm-hmm. But it's a very apropos comparison.
It's the real deal, and it doesn't matter whether it's Bush's face on it in the hard line of invading nations and the Patriot Act in a parallel to the Enabling Act, or the further of his administration's goals with this new administration. Look, they already openly track, trace, and database every single thing every single person in this country does through a database system. Whatever you do on the internet, whatever you do on cell phones, it came out in 2006 when people started suing AT&T for having secret rooms where they just had dead drives, and the engineers complained about it, and it was just almost 2 weeks ago now, on June 4th, they actually held it up in appellate court that the Bush administration and the Obama administration have literally retroactive immunity against spying on the entire American public, as if that's legal. That's the kind of thing that makes me hot, that people don't understand that this transcends administrations. This transcends your right and left paradigm. Oh, yeah. You have articles now, they're openly talking about that Disney, Hearst, and NBC are going to combine into one super conglomerate. So that means it's one media corporation and then News Corp, which is Fox News, Sky News, Rupert Murdoch. So ABC, NBC, and CBS will all be owned by the same corporation, and then we have Rupert Murdoch and his gang on the other side. Yeah, I can tell the news is only going to get more fair and balanced, you know, here in the future.
All they need to do now is burn the Reichstag. Oh, wait, they already got that. Never mind.
Exactly. So tell me how you start to come into, you said you're in the exploring phase of running for Congress. When did you finally stay up? You know, my activism is good, but I'm going to take it one step further.
Well, I'm not taking it any step further. Activism is as far as it needs to go. And I don't want to be a congressman so much as I want to be an activist that just so happens to be a member of Congress. I think that's the way it was supposed to be for all 35, and we've kind of forgotten that because there's really only a handful up there that are there for the right reasons. They're fighting for any kind of principle. But what I've taken it upon myself in my life as my mission is really three things. And the first one is pulling people out of their bubbles, you know, waking people up. And you guys, I really appreciate the role that your listeners take in this general effort that, you know, for those of us who know more, we have a greater responsibility to share that knowledge. I really do appreciate that. I mean, your audience represents a very important part of our broader freedom movement.
Well, thank you.
But pulling people, yes, you're welcome. But pulling people out of their bubbles that they've been pushed into by all of these forces that exist for the perpetuation of their own power. But pulling people out of their bubbles where they only consider the things that affect their daily quality of life and never consider the moral implications of their actions. So that's one thing, and already just being in the exploratory phase, getting to speak from the platform of a potential candidate has been really a lot of fun, especially in the district, having not announced the party, getting to build support from a lot of different groups. But the next thing for me is to take on and do what I can to mitigate or end as much as possible the actual human suffering that is associated with the current statism. And when I talk about foreign policy, you know, our overt military actions are really a small part of it compared to our financial manipulations of the rest of the world and within our own country. The kind of human suffering that results from the economic exploitation, the corporate empire in the across the globe that really is, of course, all traced back to the Federal Reserve. But then the third thing.
You mean our lords that just got more power today? haven't you heard? I mean, the Federal Reserve, they're the greatest thing since breakfast, and they're going to start regulating the economy, and everything's going to be okay. Meanwhile, the media won't even talk about Resolution H.R. 1207 that has over 222 co-sponsors, is ready to go into the House on the floor. The only time you've seen anything about it was one clip on CNBC where the guy said, well, if they audit the Fed will have to shut down, and basically Armageddon will happen. So we can't do that. You know, let's see how far this gets. I don't think it's going to get far past the floor, but, you know, it'll be good fodder in the next film that we put out here in the InfoWar when people actually see, you know, the second Obama deception and go, wow, well, they did audit the Fed and they didn't allow that. It's kind of like when Kucinich goes up before Congress, he issues 33 articles of impeachment on the Bush administration.
There that day. I was sitting in the House gallery that day.
I have the last three in my film, Fabled Enemies, which were pertaining to 9/11. And everybody acts like nobody did anything. I'm like, this guy tried to impeach the administration, and not one major media outlet would cover it. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody covered it. This guy ran for president twice.
I was there. It was so sad.
Oh, man.
It was a sad day.
Oh, that! Tell me what it feels like to be in the audience there. I mean, how many people in Congress even show up for that hearing?
Oh no, it was a typical, you know, empty room session. But let me just finish about my personal motivations, because the third thing after waking people up and working on the current human suffering, the most important thing is the long term, the paradigm shift, the revolution that everybody's talking about. The revolution that we say with love. And I think it is the inevitable course of human history to evolve to a society that is voluntary, that is free of violence and force and coercion and human interactions. But it needs to happen from the ground up. It needs to happen from a paradigm shift. And John F. Kennedy said, another politician that I really admire, not for his political work, but having the courage to talk about the transformation and the realizations and epiphanies that he had after taking office. You know, of course, a lot of people think he was shot because he took on the Federal Reserve and started issuing silver-backed currency.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, a revolution is coming in America. A revolution which will be compassionate if we care enough, peaceful if we are wise enough, but a revolution which is coming, whether we will it or not. We can change its character. We cannot alter its inevitability. And I really think, I take the long view of human history. That's why I'm an optimist. And it's two steps forward, one step back, and we may be in the middle of a big step backwards right now, but we're getting ready for a big step forward, and that's really exciting. That's the revolution that we're all just lucky enough to be a part of right now. And I said in, when I spoke at the rally for the Republic in Minneapolis, referring to the Thomas Jefferson quote, that there may come a time when we will tell the establishment, be it with your blood or ours, we have come to water the tree of liberty. People mistook that I was advocating violence in the resistance. And now I believe there will be times when violent resistance may be necessary. But you have to remember that if this movement is going to succeed, it is going to be because of the philosophical grounding in the moral principles of self-ownership and human liberty. And the weapons in this battle before us today are the keyboard and the YouTube video and the microphone. And make no mistake, these weapons slay tyrants.
Well, I agree, and I think that's why the establishment is now going after the internet via the Cybersecurity Act and, of course, the Cyberbullying Act, which is just so much Johnny nonsense, it's unbelievable. It's literally just so hard to read that, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, is against cyberbullying, and she's been called fat online, but she doesn't even spell fat with the F-A-T. She has to put a star during the word because she doesn't like it. So are you telling me that because a 16-year-old girl can't handle a comment about her weight, a 16-year-old multimillionaire girl can't handle a comment about her weight from one of her, you know, jealous fans or some psychopath, you know, something that comes along with fame, I have to lose my free speech on the internet? I mean, come on.
Dude, why do you know all that? I don't think your teeny bopper fan club is going to be the best argument against cyber censorship. I'm sorry,
dude. I'm just saying that the fact that they're using the number one recording artist, the one that your kids are listening to, and they're going, yeah, I'm against cyberbullying, you know, and you can't even call somebody fat. I mean, they use the excuse, at least for the Cybersecurity Act and then the Cyberbullying Act, of this woman who was getting revenge on some girl for her daughter on MySpace. She posed as a young boy that was interested in the girl and then basically had this fake relationship with her online, and the girl ended up committing suicide after the mom told her to kill herself. So now we have to regulate free speech. But putting out, you know, this Disney character.
No. You know what we need to do? We need to have, if it was the mother that told her to commit suicide, we obviously need to have the government come in and ban motherhood. That's the only answer.
You're right. If we sterilize everybody, everything will be okay. We'll have the sustainability Ted Turner so lovingly talks about. It'll be great.
You're not crazy. You're just living in America.
I'm living in this world. Forget about America. Again, it's North America now. I mean, Chrysler, again, it's just... I saw, for instance, let's talk about North America for a minute. You know, they just had this big conference up in Canada last week, you know, called Adapting to a New World Order. I mean, we have Gordon Brown on the world stage at the G8 summit talking about an emerging New World Order. We have Time magazine printing articles, Barack Obama's New World Order. We have Kissinger saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for a New World Order. Ahmadinejad, I have the article right here, yesterday calling for a New World Order. Leaders in Brazil yesterday calling for a New World Order. They obviously want to restructure the global power structure on a whole new level. And again, that's eviscerating what's left of the middle class and trying to create a greater gap between the elite and the general populace. So we have less say in the kind of wars we get involved in. You know, I don't think they like the fact that, you know, 2003, really through 2008, when they were able to kind of put the kibosh on the anti-war movement by just, you know, people like Cindy Sheehan were all of a sudden evil because they were against Nancy Pelosi and Obama. Even though Nancy Pelosi gets in 2006, the anti-war movement's like, yeah, it's gonna end. We're finally gonna end everything. We're gonna go, and she gets in. we're not going to bring them up on war crimes. Impeachment is out of the question, and we're going to continue the occupation. And I'll just, you know, be at the right hand of the Dark Lord Bush until he leaves, and then I will serve the Obama administration in hopes of one day being a Hillary Clinton-esque politician. I mean, these people. Like I said, the LA Times just did an article. I don't know if you saw it, but it literally is a full article all about how serial killers and politicians share the same traits. I mean, that's not a joke. That's reality. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, not their fault. A servile, unquestioning, obedient people will always produce tyrants.
That's a good point.
One lesson from history that it is the vision that the founders laid out for us is a path we have veered so far from as an entire country.
You're right. That's why the founders talked about a well-informed populace being the best defense against tyranny. Final segment with Adam Kokesh after this. It's Adam Kokesh for Congress.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Class zero is something to be.
In this final segment, Adam, I want you to tell people out there how they can support you, because I really do think it is just so vital, again, that we take back this government, that regular people run for office again, people that see beyond, you know, money and corruption and power and really are looking for the greater good of humanity, not only for themselves, but their friends, their families, their neighbors, and complete strangers, for humanity in general. So how can people support you?
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Before I get to the shameless plugs, man, you're going to dig this. This was in my announcement letter that I put out on May 1st for the Exploratory Committee. But when elected, I will not accept the standard congressional salary of approximately $170,000, but only the national average income. It's time to raise the standard of leadership in this country. Now, I am asking for your national, for your financial support. Unfortunately, in the world that we live in, it's one of the most essential things in politics to be able to spread the message, to be able to fund an organization through the entire campaign. And so any financial help, especially early on, that's going to be very important strategically to allow me to clear the field, is appreciated. But I hope that your listeners would appreciate that I'm in this for the right reason. And I'm not about the money, and I'm willing to make the personal sacrifices necessary to raise the standard of leadership in this country. I also hope that people would recognize through my history as an activist, having been arrested, I think about 8 times now, and spent never any serious time, but at least several decent stints in jail, that I'm in this really for the right reason. I want to set a record. I want to be the poorest member of Congress, or at least maybe closest to zero net value or net worth. I think
you know what? You should just listen, man. Honestly, you just need to take the money, and then you need to just bring it. What you need to do is take all the money and then redistribute that into other organizations like Campaign for Liberty. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'm not going to go that far with the Campaign for Liberty. I have something I think that is a lot more appropriate.
Okay.
Because you're right, and you're just a step ahead of me there, man. I'm gonna take the money. I'm not gonna give it, of all people, I'm not gonna give it back to the federal government.
Yeah, don't give it to the federales.
What I'm gonna do is take every check and prorate it to the current national average income. Mm-hmm. And the difference, I'm gonna donate to a charity that serves the people of my district. But not just any charity, I'm gonna allow them to choose and have them select or nominate charities who would be possible recipients of this bid every month, and then vote on them on the website and let people who are my constituents, who I'm supposed to be representing, let them decide, as long as those resources are being put in one place, how they can best serve the community. Of course, you know, I might get to vet the charities just to make sure that they're legitimate, but really that's what freedom is all about. It's about returning the power, which is the choice, which is really about control, back to the people. And so that's what I'd be doing with that. But for people that want to get involved now, it's Kokesh, K-O-K-E-S-H, forcongress.com. And we got a great site by Tara Cliffs. I'll plug them. They're the guys that did RonPaul2008.com and DJ Lawson's website. So we're serious. It's, and it's a great-looking website. I'm really happy with what we got from them. We got something. So signing up, making sure that when you sign up, you check the volunteers box for getting involved. But also we have something really cool called the STW-112 communications device. It's a little program that you can download to get action alerts in real time from our campaign. So.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, Adam, I'm going to watch you on in the future. Tell me how everything's going. Give us updates, because I am full force behind this campaign, and we need more allies in Congress. So I wish you the best, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You got it. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes taking your calls, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
About people really helping Adam Kokesh get elected to Congress, because I do think he's in it for the right reasons, and it really does take a special kind of person, especially in today's society where so many people are trying to lay down and not accept responsibility for what's going on in their own country, in their own backyard. Someone stepping up to the plate and saying, I'm going to take a swing at the ball and going to try to knock it out of the park. So Kokesh, that's K-O-K-E-S-H for Congress. .com. Go check it out. Very slick looking website. I think he's got more than a shot. All right, we're going to take open phone calls. Obviously, a hot button topic in the end of the first hour was this blackjack second hexadecimal code. I went and checked it. It seems to be legitimate. I have sent it to Kurt Nemo. I'm not sure if he's even awake right now, but you will more than likely see it on InfoWars tomorrow. I just posted a new video over at the Info Warrior behind the scenes with Gary Franchi and William Lewis. Hopefully William Lewis is going to be coming into studio sometime this week and doing an interview with myself as well. Very interesting about their FEMA film. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Vermis?
How you doing, man?
I just wanted to ask you a question. I don't know if I'm off topic. We just had, I live in Kennewick, Washington, and I have a city that's next to me that just opened up a new water treatment plant. And a company called Save Our, or an organization, Save Our Smiles, and gave them a $100,000 grant to install new water fluoridation equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you knew what that organization was and maybe who was
it's all about eugenics, sir. Listen, fluoride, no matter what front they put on it, no matter what spin they say, it's for your teeth, people aren't brushing enough. No, fluoride causes fluorosis. The majority of the fluoride that they use and put in the water supply is from aluminum byproducts. It causes cancer. It was first used in masses in the concentration camps during the Nazi regime to make the populace more docile. Again, one of the main active ingredients in Prozac is, you guessed it, fluoride. So this is what I'm telling you. Ecola Blue is a sponsor here. We actually believe in it. It pulls water out of the air. It uses reverse osmosis. It has the fluoride filter. You know what you're actually drinking. Because if you're drinking tap water, and unfortunately, you don't even really have to drink it, taking showers in it is probably just as bad, but how are you going to get around it? You literally have to put a fluoride filter on your shower head. I mean, these people are out of their minds, dude. I mean, this is it. I mean, I wish. I remember when I was first coming across this information back in 2002 when I was really just waking up to 9/11 truth. And I wish Alex Jones was crazy. I wish the information he was putting out there was not true. I wish that it wasn't backed up by government documentation. But yeah, beware when they say, hey, more fluoridation for your local water supply. Good times for all. It's bad news, Brown, sir.
Well, that's all, Vermis. I was just wondering if Save Our Smiles came across your radar. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, there are programs all over the place, man. I mean, no matter whether it's called Save Our Smiles or they're trying to indoctrinate your kids into a program where they're going to rat you out called DARE, it's all about conditioning and dumbing down the populace. I thank you for the call. I mean, I remember being a kid in preschool, 4 years old, sleeping on a cot during nap time. What'd they want to give you before nap time? And I even took a couple of times until my mother was like, you're not taking that pill anymore. The red fluoride pill. How does a fluoride pill I swallow help my teeth? Well, that's right, it doesn't. It doesn't help my teeth. Interesting. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis coming back to Will's sister, Israel, Darren, and more. 866-582-9933.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You and me will go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
Let's go right back to your calls. Will's sister in Canada, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right.
Well, I'm calling on my brother's behalf tonight because he's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and the cell network blocks his call.
Oh.
Yeah,
lovely.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, isn't that great? It's the new freedom.
It is. It's wonderful. So he took the hexadecimal code from the Blackjack Part 4, image 17 of 17. And he translated it exactly. So I can quote it off for you if you'd like.
Yes.
It says, quote, "This is the final warning on this site. All further warnings will be given on Blackjack 12 info. Beware Ardent Sentry, Sentry spelled S-E-N-T-R-Y. Be alert for semis bearing the sun icon. Not all federal authorities are involved, end quote.
Yes, and you know, like I said, I sent that exact thing over there to Kurt right now. Isn't Iowa one of the places where Ardent is supposed to be taking place tomorrow?
I'm not sure where it is. All the info can be found on www.forces.gc.ca. Mm-hmm. I haven't checked that one out yet, but that is a government-run website here in Canada.
Oh,
and they actually have all the information right there, like you just plainly go and check it out.
So wait a minute, Canada is going to be part of this drill. This is going to be one of those international drills,
yes,
like what we
NORAD,
saw on 9/11.
Yeah, it's NORAD, a NORAD U.S.-Canadian drill. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm wondering if any other nation states are a part of that, because if you remember on 9/11, Russia was also a part of it. Here's what I've got out of this, and it's off of MediaMonarchyBlogspot.com. They're saying that Ardent Sentry 09 is indeed a North American Aerospace Defense Command and U.S. Northern Command planned for June 18th to the 24th. So it would start tomorrow and be a one-week exercise. It says it will incorporate several military exercises with the National Guard exercise. They're saying that the events will take place in multiple venues across the country, including Iowa, Kansas, Oregon, Wyoming, and off the East and West Coast. The exercise will allow several Department of Defense organizations and some federal and state partners to implement plans and respond to a variety of quote-unquote notional events. And then they say historically, exercises like these have helped the DOD and other agencies review their process and procedures and focus their future training efforts on closing gaps and identifying areas that need additional attention. My point is this. I mean, if this really is an insider and not some kind of a clever hoax that maybe the establishment is laughing about, why would the Telegraph print this? You know,
that's what I say. Like, how can they plot? And this is how they roll. I guess they're sick, weird wackos.
Yeah.
But I mean, how could they actually go ahead and put this in this Telegraph and then actually go ahead and go through with it? Like, it's just,
well,
it's
I'll keep reading on. You know, here it is. You know, major AS09 venues include, and it does suck because a lot of these names are similar to the drills that went down on 9/11. I want to remind people there are still drills that are classified on 9/11. One of those that just came out this year is that, I mean, 95% of it is blacked out. It's called Operation Jackal Cave. Just go check that out. But the ones that are going on, I guess, starting tomorrow, NORAD's Amalgam Dart exercise involving air defense activities at Camp Riola, Oregon. National Guard's Vigilant Guard, sounds a lot like Vigilant Guardian, exercise focused on civil support with major activities in Des Moines, Iowa, and Topeka, Kansas. And a nuclear weapons incident exercise with a U.S. Air Force response near Cheyenne, Wyoming. The activities in the vicinity of Camp Riola. Yeah, but remember, on 9/11, there were mass Armageddon exercises going on with nuclear drills as well. And what they did is they pre-positioned the continuity of government planes or E-4Bs to be in the areas where the attacks actually took place, and they were caught on camera in D.C., one of them was. And then another mystery white plane was caught on the scene of the World Trade Center disaster before any military planes had officially reached their destinations. So let me continue here. National Guard ground-based air defense system that will be integrated with Air Force Airborne Systems, AWACS, and fighters. AWACS were also out on 9/11. And a Navy AEGIS destroyer. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska National Guard units will respond to multiple events in Iowa and Kansas, including simulated train derailments and foreign animal disease. That's weird that foreign animal disease would be there in the height of the swine flu.
Throw that all in the mix,
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, this is what we've got so far. It's very interesting, and I'm glad we're touching on it. I appreciate the call. Let's jump to Israel in New York. You're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes. Jason. I'm just calling. I'm a Christian minister. I know your show is a secular show. And I'm also a veteran. I was an Iraqi veteran. Now I'm doing the George Bush Senior. But I'm calling with a word of encouragement, so please hear me out on this. In the Bible, it showed that the wars that always happened and the adversary always was dealing with pagans. And we know that the New World Order people, from the Rothschilds all the way to the Little Illuminati, Masons, all of them, are part of the pagan system. But we notice that God has always, that's always been a battle in this earth. And I just want to say, I just want to thank God for Alex Jones, for yourself, for Tex Mars, who really know what I'm talking about. And I just want to point out a particular chapter in Judges. I forgot what scripture it was right now because I'm a little nervous. But there's a prophet by the name of Gideon. He brought 10,000 people down to the water to fight the war, and God tested them, and they had to drink from the water. Some of them bowed down and drunk with the water with their head down, and then some drunk with their heads standing, with their heads up. So the ones who drunk with their heads up, he used them because they could see the enemy coming. And that's how I see you and Alex Jones. You guys see the enemy coming. So I just want to encourage you, let you know that when this is happening, God always sends prophets out in twos. I'm not calling you and Alex prophets, but he's using you guys in that capacity with the truth movement. And I just know for a fact, when you see that in these last days that we're living in, that, that you guys are going to get the victory. And God showed it to me. I mean, clearly. And I know that some of your listeners, they probably don't understand all that I'm saying, but I just know for sure that God has brought all you guys together, and it's not in vain. I know that God's spirit is in your movement, and that's all you need. So you guys, I encourage you to continue to fight this fight. And I'm also doing a lot of, a 9/11 truth movement in Atlantic City area, Pleasantville area, and the southern area of, New Jersey. So
excellent.
Just keep up the work, man. And I just thank God for you guys.
All right. Thank you. I thank you for the words of encouragement, sir. Let's jump to Darren in Washington. Darren, you're online.
Hey, Vermin. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
I just want to say that was really awesome. You got Kokesh on your show. I was really glad to hear you guys talk. I thought that was an awesome interview you guys did.
Oh, so, thank you. I thought it was pretty good. This week's radio has been actually pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the last three nights.
Yeah, that was awesome. And also, I thought I'd let people know there's some supporters of him organizing a money bomb on July 4th. So they can
go
to thisjuly4th.com and read more about it. They'll be donating through his site, Kokesh for Congress. But, you know, if everyone just gives even 10 or 15 bucks, it would really help him out a lot. And like you said, that's something he could use right now as some support financially.
Absolutely.
So that'd be great. Also, one little story I wanted to tell you about some stuff up here. I'm up in Washington State near the border. Some friends of mine were told about the situation where some people were partying at a campground up near the border. And the cops came out because they were a little rowdy. Well, when they tried to assert their rights to the police officers, they said that they were in a constitution free zone, just like we've been hearing about.
Yeah, they're on the border, so they'll say, hey, I don't know if you're an illegal immigrant or not, but I'm going to sure use all the power they gave me because there's no constitution here and do whatever I please. They just love to exercise the authority that shouldn't be there.
Yep, and we always want to think that these rumors aren't true until they hit a little closer to home. So that's all I got. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, you got it. Yeah, the rumors aren't true that the number three guy from Al-Qaeda, remember, they always catch the number two or three guy. Oh, by the way, he wasn't the number three guy, and he was just a regular Pakistani, and we only tortured him for months on end and, you know, kept him in prison and did military tribunals. Oh, no big deal. No big deal. Meanwhile, the quote-unquote head of Al-Qaeda right now, the quote-unquote head, is Adam Perlman with ties to the Mossad. That's just the white Al-Qaeda they're talking about. Yes, yes, Adam Perlman. He's the head of Al-Qaeda. And the public buys it. It's literally a guy who looks more like Super Mario than Super Al-Qaeda. And you know what? You buy it. It's sick. It's just sick. Oh, but I'm the kook. All right, let's go to Nighthawk in Oregon. Nighthawk, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm all right.
Operation Blackjack. One of the cities bombed or nuked on the 22nd is Portland. And that's where I work, so I'm taking the day off.
Well, I don't know if that's the worst. I know, listen, I'm not saying that's the worst idea. I'm not saying people don't get prepared. You know, like I said, I just read off. It does say other U.S. cities, but it does seem, maybe this is disinfo they're throwing out there, but they're saying Iowa,
well,
Kansas.
Camp Riley is just down the road from me. Okay. About an hour down the road. But anyway, that's not what I called about.
Sure.
What I called about is Alex Jones is constantly warns us about the internet being taken down, right?
Yes.
I just want to remind everybody, before there was a CompuServe, before the internet, before AOL, Patriots used to network via bulletin board services. Guys would set up modems on their computers, and they would log in to different networks, different bulletin board services, share email, and share articles. We can still do that if we still have our motives, but haven't thrown them away.
Yeah, but don't you think we're going to have to set up some kind of like, you know, black market type way of communicating with one another because the ISPs will be blocked by the major telecommunication companies?
Well, that's right. The modems work straight on old telephone lines. That's all you need is a telephone line.
All right, that's very interesting. I thank you for the call, sir. We're going to go to Clark, Anonymous, Phil, and more on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. Go check out Franchi Fest FEMA 09.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $929.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $956.25, $478.13 for a half ounce, or $239.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $956.25, $478.13, and $239.06.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Running to Babylon. Run all the way to Babylon. Meet you there in Babylon.
866-582-9933. Wide open phone lines for the next 35 minutes. Clark in Washington, you're on the line. Clark.
Yo, what's going on, Jason?
You know, doing a little radio show.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you talked about this yet, but have you talked about NORAD and U.S. Northcom doing the exercise plan for mid-June?
All night, baby. What do you think with last caller? I don't know if you just tuned in, but
I just got on here.
Yeah, all night. And the news, if you haven't heard yet, is obviously you heard the news from yesterday. If you took the hexadecimal code from the thing from Blackjack, you know about Project Blackjack?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you took the hexadecimal code from that yesterday, and that was on the ID card, it said this is not... what is it? This is not entirely fictional or just this is not simply just entertainment. That's what it said. And somebody
and a link to Ardent Century also.
Yeah, that's what we've been going over is that somebody tonight went over through a new one and said, you know, beware Ardent Century. When this happens, all federal agencies won't be involved. Look out for sun logos on trucks. And I was unaware of this other hexadecimal code. It is kind of spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, man. But the funny thing that gets to me is that these exercises are going to be, there's going to be several military exercises with the National Guard involved, and these are called Ardent Century 09.
Yeah, no, he says beware of Ardent Century. So how is it that, maybe this guy thought he would be a little bit of a prankster and just look into what military drills were coming up later in the summer to, you know, put this out. I think when was Blackjack? All that stuff was, what, March? It was all February and March, right? Yeah, February and March. So, you know, I don't want to go to my jump to conclusions, Matt, and, you know, warn everybody, oh, no, you know, we have hours until a false flag attack or days or less than a week before a false flag attack. I don't necessarily think that that's the truth. I am glad that people are bringing this to my attention. I am glad it's hitting the Internet just in case. You know, I'm just in case because they do have the MO of running drills as they attack us, you know, false flag style. Absolutely. You know, from 9/11 to 7/7 to the Oklahoma City bombing, they love to do it. You got anything else outside of the Northcom drills, my man?
That's it, man. Thanks for the...
All right. You got it. Thank you. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
The registrant email for jackblack12.info is associated with telegraph.co.uk.
So you think they're setting this up as kind of a hype button?
I leave the interpretation up to you. I just tell you who the registrant is associated with.
So, you know, so again, you know, this wasn't just the individual who created this comic book that registered this. This is registered to the actual Telegraph, so they set this site up. I mean, this would be a huge backhand if this was an actual terror attack tomorrow and people couldn't see through it like a thinly veiled piece of paper with water poured on it. I mean, if you can't see through this, if there's an actual terror attack, I mean, you're just retarded. I mean, if they don't just shut down all communications tomorrow or next week if some false flag event happens. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that they're trying to actually bait us with this one and say, ha, 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 look at these stupid conspiracy theorists. They all thought we were going to blow everything up. Ha, 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 ha. But, you know, I could be wrong. Yeah, I think that that's probably what's going on here. I mean, it is causing quite an uproar. But, you know, I'm glad people are bringing it to light because you never know with these drills. Again, you listen to the NORAD tapes from 9/11, and they're following Flight 11 for 45 minutes after it supposedly hits the tower. They've got bombs on board Delta 1989. They're following other hijackings all over the place. Actually, planes that emit a hijacking code, although the official version says that the four planes that were hijacked didn't emit a code. Very suspicious. Sir, I thank you for the call. Phil in Colorado. Phil, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Good.
I was actually part of Leader Change Colorado, and I kind of got an interesting story for you. Last Wednesday was the 11th, and or Thursday, whatever that was, and we go downtown and we hand out 9/11 DVDs, Disabled Enemies, Loose Change, all that end game. And after we were done handing it out, actually, there was like this a bum, I guess. He was kind of on the side, and he pulled me over, and I think it was a fed because he started talking to me. He's like, I know who Bilderberg is. He's like, I know all the Rothschilds, the Kissingers. And
well, let's talk about it on the other side because, you know, street actions are the way to go. And let's see what this pseudo-bum had to say. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check out the latest over at theinfowarrior.com right now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
This is what you guys played? Did I run out of time on my other bumper? What was it? What was my last bumper? I'm sorry, I was printing up this Alaska.gov document that had to do with Ardent Century in the other room. I was a little bit, late coming in. So apparently the run up to this, they've been doing June 15th, June 16th, but Thursday, June 18th, initial planning conference for the Alaska Shield 2010 Emergency Operations Center tabletop exercise. The EOC exercise will aid in the participation in the April 2010 full-scale exercise Alaska Shield 2010. Now these have to do with FEMA all over the place. And of course, the part that I wanted printed didn't print. My God, I cannot win. There was an actual calendar on there with Ardent Century and everything else outside of what I have in my hand, and it was very, very interesting. I wonder, I can't win. I can't print what I want to print. Whatever. All right, let's go back to Phil in Colorado. So, Phil, you're out. You're doing your actions on the 11th, and a bum comes up to you, and what does he say to you?
Well, we were wrapping up. We handed out all our DVDs, got all the truth out. And then, so he pulls me and my cousin to the side and he starts going off. He's like, I know about Bilderberg. He's like, I know about the Rothschilds. He's like, I know about all that stuff. And so then he was like, so you know what you do when they come to Colorado? He's like, you find them and you kill them. And this guy actually, if he was a Fed, he actually sucked at his job. So he's telling me that we got to kill them and all this stuff. And I'm like, That's not the answer. Our movement's not about violence. And right when he started talking about violence, it clicked in my head, like Alex Jones said, that it's probably a Fed. And I started looking at him. He's about 6 foot. He's got big old pot bellies. He's got tattoos. His beard's real nice and trim. So I don't think it was a bum. So I tell
him
that,
as soon as they start talking about killing people, that's exactly what's going on. And you better believe it. And you were just surveilled and you were just assessed and they tried to entrap you into saying, yeah, let's go kill some people. Yeah, because that's what this is about.
And so he told me that and then I was like, whatever, it's not violence and I'm pretty sure you're a Fed. And then I'm pretty sure he was. So he got mad at me. And he goes, don't you know We Are Change Colorado's being surveilled? All you guys are being watched. He's like, we know what you guys are up to. So, and then he just kept going on about all that stuff. And then at the end, he's like, if you care about your family and you care about your mom, you'll stop doing this stuff or your mom's going to get a bullet in her head.
Oh, that's
so just
very
loving. Trying to get us to stop doing what we're doing, but it totally didn't work.
And it's not going to work. It's only going to cause more resistance.
Yeah.
I thank you for the
call,
man.
It just makes me want to go out more.
Let's talk about the mainstream media, by the way, and their death, the death of the newspaper. Right now, if we could zoom out here, can we get one of these side shots? I want people to see my T-shirt. Now, I bought this T-shirt last night at Slave Mart, okay, right here. It's which one we got right there? It's an old Rolling Stone Nirvana cover. Now, I bought it because, number one, it was only $10. I happen to like Nirvana. I thought it was a cool T-shirt. Number two, the print industry is so dead right now that for this $10 with this shirt, I'm getting 12 free months of Rolling Stone. They are that desperate with no obligation to buy anything else. All I have to do is cancel my subscription before the next year is up and they send me something. Do you understand what that means? It used to be they could run advertisements and commercials all over television that if you buy right now, instead of having to pay $54.99 for a subscription, which is already was a big discount, you'll pay $45.99 and we'll throw in, a T-shirt or a flag or a commemorative edition. Folks, the print industry is dead and they know it. They're grasping onto straws. They're trying to go through Slave Mart to get you hooked on the Rolling Stone. They're hoping that after the 12 months you forget and you pay full price. Otherwise, they're doomed. They're doomed. And they should be the way that, I grew up on, Hit Parader and the Rolling Stone and Spin Magazine and pop culture garbage. And now I read it and just some of it is just so revolting to me, I can't take it. But then other times I'm reading it and I am compelled and I am interested in people like Willie Nelson and Hulk Hogan. And especially when I'm in an airport, it gives me something to read. So I just wanted to kind of show that microcosm of how this print industry is dying all over and they are desperately clawing to keep it alive. I mean, Nirvana is just one of the shirts. There's one of Johnny Cash. There's a Jimi Hendrix shirt. There's actually a Rage Against the Machine shirt, which I wish was a lot cooler, or I'd get that one, among others. All right, let's go to, I believe, Don in Indiana. Don, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Hey, of course, Blackjack again. If you calculate the 20th of June to December 12th, December 31st, 2012 is exactly 3.5 years, like half the tribulation. Okay, also, you need to get a hold of Steve Quayle. People have been calling me aside all last week saying that there's tanks being moved in the U.S. and a lot of troops being moved around. So, don't know.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, man, I'll check it out. Thank you for the call. Anonymous, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, Jason. I have a couple things for you. I've been trying to send you some really good news articles, but I think, I don't know what's going on with the Robert D. email. It keeps kicking it back to me every single day.
Well, it could be, it's robd@infowars.com. Are you sending it to that?
Yep.
Well, make sure you're spelling it right. You got the at in the right place, but it could be that his email is just full right now. The best way to get at me, folks, and I'm going to say it again, the best way to get at me are either through my Facebook or my MySpace page. My Facebook page is facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior, and my personal MySpace is myspace.com/JasonBurmis. Mix and match them. Give them to your friends. But that's where I get a lot of my news tips, and I check the emails there. So please hit me up there. I mean, I think that listeners to this show, at least a few of them, can attest to the fact that the majority of my news does come from listener tips.
Okay. Another thing is that I used to post different news articles to people on YouTube, and YouTube has blocked me from leaving messages now.
Oh, isn't that lovely? It's the new freedom. I mean, that's why it really is the new freedom. That's why they want things like the Cyberbullying Act. That's why they are creating a cybersecurity office and they're going to have a czar. That's why the guy who was the precursor to this, working in cybersecurity for the Obama administration, had to resign because he was disgusted with what was going on. Anybody who's listening, again, they are openly tracking, tracing, and databasing on a hard drive every single thing you do on the internet and on your cell phone. So like I said, it's the new freedom. Big Brother is not coming. It is here. It's only going to get worse unless we stand up for ourselves. I thank you for the call. Bernie in New York. Bernie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
What's up, man?
I was just calling. I just got a quick question. I wanted to know if the Obama Deception 2 is still coming out July 4th.
I don't know if it's going to make July 4th, but I wouldn't be, I feel like that's going to be too early because some of the interviews are taking place, I think, in mid-June. I think that would be a miracle. I've seen miracles happen in this office before, but I think it might be slated for later in the summertime. I guess we'll see.
And one more question. Do you have a confirmed date for your movie?
I do not have a confirmed date for Invisible Empire, but the goal right now is to be able to release it on Christmas Eve of this year and have it to be the number one viral video on Christmas morning and really a gift to the establishment, if you will.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, thank you. Have a good night, man.
All right, thank you. Oh, I mean, there's just so much to go over that I wasn't able to go over this evening. Adam Kokesh, really just a great guest. This blackjack thing, I'm glad we're talking about it. I think it's kind of overblown. I didn't get to really get in depth to the fact that now NPR, and remember, you know, these progressives, these liberals, they love NPR. I don't know what it is about these people. I guess they're the people that grew up without any kind of physical conflict in their entire life because they literally are listening to people who talk like this the entire time and everything's going to be okay. Obama is a good person and sunny skies with new cars and a green movement. We're just so happy everywhere. It's sunshine and rainbows and leprechauns and unicorns for everybody and children with smiles on carousels. And that's how they talk on these programs, and people say, I heard it on NPR. I've done NPR shows. It's good to reach out to those people, but now it's, yes, they're thinking about geoengineering, something, again, we've reported with more fervor over the last 5 to 10 years than anybody here at the InfoWars office. Oh, they're going to geoengineer, and to stop the global warming, they're going to do cooling, and the cooling will actually take place by them shooting pollutants into the atmosphere, and this is probably going to be good for everybody as we move towards a more sustainable future. Isn't that right, Carl? Yes, Jane, that's just wonderful that we're all going to have to drive slower automobiles that are more fuel efficient and pay a carbon tax and live in smaller homes. And, you know, let's start bunking together. And I think it's really bad that Americans are using so much toilet paper. Oh, I agree. The toilet paper is out of control. And that's NPR for like 6 hours on end. It would drive me nuts. It would literally drive me nuts. Where's the soul? Where's the emotion? Where's the humanity? It's not there. I don't know how people listen to that radio. I guess it has a certain place. You know, Mike Malloy, I guess, of Air America has a similar style before he gets mad. I kind of enjoyed Mike Malloy, but I need a little fervor. I need a little heart. I need a little humanity. I got to know that the person I'm listening to is real, that he believes in what he's talking to. He or she believes in what they're saying. They're getting behind what they're saying. They're not just reading off a script and saying, oh, well, this is the way it's going to be. I mean, these people are so desperate to fit into one category or the other. They're saying, yes, geoengineering is lovely and black skies for all. You know, there's that picture in the AP I'm seeing kind of floating around the forums of new clouds that nobody's ever seen. I don't know if I'm going to be jumping on that bandwagon yet either. I'm not quite sure what these are. I'm not a meteorologist. All that I can tell you is that for the past 3 years on the reg, let me repeat that, on the reg, throughout the country, I've driven across the country three separate times now. Okay, across the country, three separate times. I've flown all over the country. And for the last 3 years, I have really noticed the fact that there are white planes in the sky, sometimes in formations of 3 and 4 and 5, doing crosshatch patterns that then develop into a haze, mist, cloud-like matter that block the sun. This is real. I'm not imagining this. I don't know why people would say that they're fake, that I'm delusional. Jason, these things don't exist. The Obama administration only said that they might do something similar to that. You know, it's only in pop culture everywhere. It's a subplot of the latest Metallica video, All Nightmare Long. Then I play the video while I'm substitute hosting for Alex Jones, and he's the devil. He's the devil. Ban him from the show. We will never listen again. How dare you play a 7-minute Metallica song and show a video of such demonic proportions on the air, Jason? And I'm like, well, if you were watching the PrisonPlanet.tv, don't you kind of see the overtures of the Tunguska experiment, the eugenics angle, the zombification of America, and then the chemtrails issue at the end? Doesn't that it pertain anything to Jason? I can't listen to it. I don't care if there are lyrics like, you know, see us move every or I'm sorry, see us shift every move you make, hunt you down without mercy, hunt you down all nightmare long. The light that is not light is here to flush you out with your own fear. You hide, but where to run? You will be found. I mean, that's literally what's going on. They are trying to flush us out with our own fear. They want to see who's going to roll up their sleeve for the piggy flu shot. They want to see who's going to buckle under the economic pressure and take his family to the mobile vans and the FEMA camps. They want to see who the soft and the weak are so they can try to cull the masses. And just because you live in this country doesn't mean they're not coming after you. They're coming after you full force, baby. They're imploding what is the visible empire to the rest of the world. See, they look at the United States as the evil empire. But the United States, I'm sorry, is not the evil empire. The actual evil empire is the invisible one that people can't put their finger on. The international intelligence cartel that is at the head of this technopoly that is now just off the charts exploding, off the charts exploding. Your kids are going to be playing with Hanson robotics, toys that talk to them. Again, you're going to have Project Natal in your living room that has voice recognition, motion sensors, facial recognition. This is going to be in everybody's living room hooked up to the internet 24/7 because you're too dumb to unplug it. Yeah, a hard drive-based system that has biometric scanning built in. That's what we want for our children. That's a smart move. And don't tell me, oh, we already had this and, you know, with the last PlayStation. It's nothing like the last PlayStation 1. That was bad enough, you know, the little webcam. I put tape over my webcam. Call me paranoid. That's fine. I would rather put tape over it than run the risk of what they openly say they do is track, trace, and database. And I would have to be in some kind of real fairy tale wonder world of lunacy and delusion to think that I'm not being surveilled on some level by government agencies. Unfortunately, I do have one of the top alternative media programs in the world. Unfortunately, I was a part of the internet phenomenon that brought basically 9/11 truth into the mainstream, into the public banter, into an attack so large that Lester Holt, CFR minion of NBC, had to do a hit piece, a two-hour one, on the History Channel, where they blatantly lied about me and my colleagues. And you know what? I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna break down each lie. That's a show coming up. That is a show coming up where we break down the lies and the disinformation of Jimmy Meggs, Hearst Publications, Popular Mechanics, NBC, the History Channel, and the disgusting elites who puppeteer them. Because again, they're openly getting ready to amalgamate the media even further. Even further. You know, I just mentioned NBC and Hearst. Well, now it's, well, how about NBC and Hearst and CBS? We'll just put it all together. Disney. Let's get Disney involved. Yes. Actually, I think Disney does own CBS, which owns things like Showtime. I mean, just one big corporate entity. You know, there's a great line. I think Immortal Technique must have taken it from a movie or a TV show. But in the third world, they start talking about, you know, one corporate moral entity under God. One world. A new world order. That's what this is about. Back with the final segment after this. If you missed anything, folks, we got the podcast and the Listen Live over on the right-hand side of the one, the only, theinfowarrior.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Tomorrow will be okay.
Check out the behind-the-scenes video before the Info Warrior, after the Alex Jones Show, just in this studio right here, of Gary Franchi, William Lewis, their cameraman, myself, and, of course, Alex Jones up right now. Again, we're going to have a story at the Info Warrior and Infowars.com tomorrow on this latest blackjack revelation. I hope people are going to be keeping even more tabs on this Northcom exercise. I do not believe we're going to see a false flag in this week. Could be wrong. Sure hope I'm not. I'm going to say there is, you know, a maybe 10% chance they would dare to gloat this heavily and have a false flag attack next week. I mean, have they done crazier things? Sure, but I just don't see it, folks. I would spend my energies warning people not only about this exercise, but the upcoming NLE 09 exercise and how they are really prepping local governments, tribal governments, state governments to give over all their powers, not only to the federales, but the internationalists, the UN, the World Health Organization, the CDC, FEMA, DHS, NSA. That's what I would be concerned with. And, you know, we only make this program grow if you tell your friends and family about it. You post it on your blog. You send it to your email list. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, Alex Jones and myself can be the number one podcast in the world shortly. We don't have that much time. We have to make these broadcasts count. You know, the movies are great, but we're here live on PrisonPlanet.tv and GCNLive.com via the radio and the web for 3 and 4 hours a day. 3 and 4 hours a day, trying to give you the latest news, the important news, the stories people don't want to discuss. The real deal. The fact that the CIA says, oh, the number three Al-Qaeda guy that we were torturing? Oh, he wasn't number three Al-Qaeda at all. You fell for that. The fact that the number two Al-Qaeda guy they're telling you about, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, says, I make up stories. I make up stories after torture. They ask me where bin Laden is. I don't know. They tortured me. I tell them a place. They know fine. They torture me again. I tell them somewhere else. And those are the official CIA transcripts. Not that they can even be trusted. But what can you trust from waterboarding, torture, corruption, the rape of children, surveillance that's out of control, an internet that needs to be shut down, a technocracy that's willing to use bullets that can fly through buildings around them and explode within 3 meters of its target like a smart grenade? What are we supposed to think is going to happen when we give tyrants this kind of overbearing power? When we forget the fact that this is a system of checks and balances of three separate branches of government that are supposed to really put each other in check. That's what checks and balances mean. See, they're supposed to investigate one another. There are supposed to be consequences for one's actions. There shouldn't be a thing called retroactive immunity. They shouldn't be able to take away posse comitatus. They shouldn't be able to throw you into a jail cell and say, you know what? Sorry, no individual freedoms. But that's the reality. That's what we deal with today. And most people right after this show, if you even are listening, are you going to get out there? Are you going to tell people about the exercises? Are you going to tell people about the program? Are you going to send them to InfoWars and Prison Planet? Or are you going to slurp down a Jenny Light and check out SportsCenter? That's the real question. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, Central Time. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Thank you all.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.